Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be coming up shortly. This is a powerful time in the Lord. Everybody on the planet needs prayer. So let's give God a hand clap of praise for who he is and his Son and Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. God is so good. And if you hear my voice later or right now, God is definitely blessing us right now. So thank you so much for your time today on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, real quickly, we want you to put that number out there. This is the call-in number. If you have a specific prayer request for you, yourself, others, co-workers, business partners, just our nation, our world, if you will, you can call in and leave that with us, of course, in Jesus' name. And Bishop will be glad to take those prayer requests from you today. The number 347 843-4559. The call-in number, you should be tweeting that out right now. Tweet out LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, put it out there all day, right? You've been texting all day. I know I've been texting at least 30 times today to people. 347-843-4559. That call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, for those who need prayer, if you want to pray on somebody else's behalf, we'll be glad to take that request as well when we open up the lines. God bless you. 347-843-4559. 347-843-4559. Also, too, during the time, too, as well, if you have a comment or a prayer request, just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone will put you in queue. That'll give me the opportunity to bring you in, and then Bishop will receive those prayers in Jesus' mighty name. So thank God again for the Lord. We can't give God enough praise. Let's give him another hand for the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop has given us a scripture for us to share with you tonight, but also we want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and I'll be reading verses 12 through 16 in a few seconds here, okay, as well. So we thank God for his wonderful word and the power of the word today as well. God bless you. All right, amen. Let's get to the word. Ladies and gentlemen, the word is all we need. The word is what keeping this place together right now. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, for those just joining us, verses 12 through 16. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Amen. Wow. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. If my people, which are called by my name, oh, thank you, Jesus, how awesome this is, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Now my eyes shall be opened, and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Praise God for his awesome words. Ladies and gentlemen, for all those across the land, let's give God a hand clap of praise again for his powerful words. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take some time right now and put your hands together for the man of God, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop John Crenshaw, as we open up his mic in Jesus' name. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, everybody. Father, we thank you tonight. Father, we glorify you tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we magnify you tonight. We appreciate you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your word. Your word is spirit into this life. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, as you dethrone this COVID-19, Father, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the weak way, then I'll forgive their sin. I would heal their land. And Father, we thank you tonight. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We come against every demonic force, every hindering force in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight. Father God, we need a miracle, Lord. We need that honorable Shakandiria Sia. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we expect a miracle from you tonight, God. We expect expectation of a miracle, God, the signs and the wonders. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, as you be glorified. We thank you tonight, Adaboshe, the weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down strongholds and casting out imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And we pull it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the King of Kings,
King, the Lord of Lords, our refuge, our present help in time of trouble. We thank you tonight, O Boko Satamia Sanarabeko. We thank you tonight, Abakondo Sanarabeko. Reveal, expose, and destroy every Asorapa Nekondasa, every evil work in the name of Jesus. And Father God, root up, Kalarobo Shata. Root up, Yasundo Randia Sande. God, in the name of Jesus, we call it so tonight. God, we need a miracle in America. We need a miracle in this world tonight. Father, we need a miracle. Up on Sunday, I come to say, our families need miracles. Our loved ones need miracles. The people around us need miracles. United States need a miracle. The world need a miracle. Tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. The weapon, oh God, of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. And God, we know that your word will not return unto you, God. We know that your word is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or act. Father God, we call it so. We thank you for the victory, for your word. So your word be that goeth forth out of our mouth will not return void, but it will comfort that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. God, you sent your word and it healed them. You sent your word and it delivered them. You sent your word and it set them free, God. You sent your word. No evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Almighty God is in the shadows of God, in the shadows of the Almighty God. We thank you tonight, God. We abide under your shadow. God, you cover us as with wings. Your feather covers us like a chicken cover a loved one, the little one, God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call those things to be not as though they already are. We speak life, God, and not death, God. We thank you, God, you're healing those that have been attacked by this COVID-19. Father God, we thank you tonight for your miracle working power. We thank you for your word to say one can put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to fight. We thank you, God. We stand in agreement tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, change the atmosphere, God. Change us that the wind blows from the east to the west, the north to the south. God, let your anointing destroy this COVID-19 virus in the name of Jesus. Destroy, dry it up in the name of Jesus. Don't let it live us. Do not let it live. Father God, we thank you tonight. We praise you tonight, God. We thank you for prayer warriors, God. We thank you for men and women of God. We thank you for the people of God. Father God, we thank you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement. We call it so in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that your word will not return void. That it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper. Tell all of Osheko, this COVID-19 will not go into 2021, God. But thank you, God, that you would dry this COVID-19 up, oh God, in 2020. Dry it up, Paroko. I don't care how the Yasun, the Roko, the Sika, the Rabose, every demonic force that worked behind this Roboko, in the name of Jesus, God, destroy that evil work, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we God, as you root up the Yasun, the Roboko, root up the Yasun, root up the thunder of the Loboko. God, the Lord, blood, we plead the blood tonight. The blood, we plead the blood. As the children of Israel, God, oh God, as you told them to put the blood of the Lamb over the doorpost, God, that the death angel shall pass over. God, we thank you tonight that you have applied your blood, and this COVID-19 cannot exist, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It cannot exist. Oh God, I'm a sonokorandi asa, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love and power, even of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, God. Oh God, we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Call it so in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we glorify you for it. We magnify you. We exalt you. And Lord, you be glorified as never before. You be glorified as number four. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We bind every evil force. We root up every witchcraft worker, every voodoo worker, every dark worker. Us out of Mokondo, Sika, Biriata, Marapoko, Isinde, of Jesus, Rokondo Satane Bekot, break Eno Sundo Kondo Satala Matea, Isiko Nada Bake, oh God, Sandeko Ratala Mako, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, said the Lord. God, we thank you tonight. It's your spirit, daughter of Mosa. It's your spirit at work tonight. It's your spirit at work. God, we thank you. The airways are being filled with your spirit. That, oh God, the airways from the east to west to north to south. God, we ask you to send a wind of your wind of the anointing in the name of Jesus. Send the wind of your anointing that destroys every work of our sequel, Randia, Father, and about Satan the Lord. Satan the Lord, rebuke you. We rebuke your work. We rebuke your act. We rebuke everything you're trying to do. And Father God, I'm going to shout that go rapa. We repent of our sin. We fall in our Santa Roco. Father God, we come in our Sundo, come in our Santa. We humble ourselves in your presence. We wait on you, God, and we know that you're able, God. We have to look on the children, even as they get ready to go back to school. Father, look on that town. Look on that mother. Look on that child, that husband, that wife. Look on them, God. Protect them, God. Protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm going to shut that dry that coat of those that God, all of a sudden, they become dumb. Let God arrive, let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before as smoke is driven away, drive them away as wax melt before those fire. Let the wicked are so low, come east, like God, the kingdom. That wicked ways are about to rot like a pest in the presence of Almighty God. We thank you tonight. And we forever glorify you. We thank you for family. We thank you for that man that don't know you tonight. We thank you, God, you're saving them. You're delivering them. You're setting them free. You're giving them hope. You're giving them joy. You're giving them comfort, God, to know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think of. God, we thank you for the doors of being opened, God. We thank you for the ways of being made. God, we thank you for jobs in the name of Jesus. But most of all, we thank you, God, you're destroying the spirit of this COVID-19. We thank you, God. You're drawing it up from the roof. Asadaramoko. Those that have been attacked by getting up out of the bed. Those that have been attacked by it. Come out of the old breathing machine, God. And you're delivering them and you're setting them free. And God, we thank you for the testimony because no matter over the testimony, we shall be able to overcome. And Father, we glorify you for all that you're doing. We thank you, God, the men, the women of God. We thank you for the leaders. Oh, God, America, God, we ask you to bless them, God, and look on them. Touch their hearts and change their wicked ways. That's local. And Father, we see no. God, I say, oh, all the glory, no flesh will receive in the glory, God, but it'll go to you. We humble ourselves in your presence. God, we're looking for the milk and the expectation, and it's going to happen because we know that you're able and you will. It's a call in the righteous cry, the Lord will heal. And you will deliver us out of all our troubles and fears. We call it so tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. For those who just joined us all across the globe there, prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop just prayed for the entire planet. I love it. Praise God. Amen. At this time, I want to turn over the program to Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Thank you, Doc.
Praise the Lord. Praise God for that awesome prayer. And to God be the glory. Praise the Lord. When Bishop, of course, returns, amen, we're going to continue to pray for pastors. And we ask for prayer for Pastor Michael Johnson there in Pensacola, Sister Marilyn Franklin there in Pensacola, and all of those, praise God, that may the enemy has attempted to attack their bodies, and we want to continue to pray for them. Sister Deborah Shelton, good for her. Praise God that God is yet a healer, and by the stripes of Jesus, we're already healed. Praise the Lord. We have on the line with us tonight Elder Deanna Stigmont. Praise God. She's a dear sister in the Lord, that was one of our most faithful elders when we pastored there in Pensacola, Florida for many, many years. Praise God, was faithful to the ministry during the season that the Lord allowed them to be with us. Praise God, Elder Deanna is on the phone tonight, and for the next 5 minutes or so, she's going to bless us with a word of exhortation. So praise the Lord, I know that you're going to be blessed with things that she's going to share with us. Praise the Lord, Elder Deanna, God bless you for being on the line with us tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Back to you, Elder Kevin. Praise God.
Amen. Elder, you're live. God bless you.
Good evening, everybody. First, I want to say thank you to Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. They have blessed my life in many ways and have been faithful co-laborers with me along the way. And as God has taken me down many places and many valleys and many mountaintops, they've been there to watch it and see it. And so I'm so thankful for them, and I'm thankful for Excel International Ministries and all those leaders there that are supporting and making and marching the charge. And, you know, my own pastor, Bobby Lefene, and his beautiful wife, Robin, I'm so thankful for them and their continued prayers. Even though, you know, COVID-19 might have thought he was going to put a lock on the church door, and he didn't understand that God was going to use it and open up church in your own house and across the globe, and God's voice was going to go out like never before. And so, you know, I'm so thankful for that. So as I was preparing and asking the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to have to say to your people? He said, Deanne, I want you to remind them they're seed bearers. They're seed bearers for me. They're seed bearers for the kingdom of God. And he said, don't they understand that the real wisdom, God's wisdom, begins with a holy life, and it's characterized by getting along with others. It's gentle and reasonable and overflowing with mercy and blessings. It's not hot one day and cold the next. It's not two-faced. You can develop a healthy, robust community that lives together with God and enjoy its results only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other, treating each other with dignity and honor. It doesn't matter about the color of our skin. It's about who we belong to. Who are we connected to? He said over in Psalms 1 and 3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does, it shall prosper. So as long as we stay connected to the vine, as long as we stay connected to the Father, as long as we stay connected to our Savior, he is the one that's going to do the prospering. He said, I planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollos watered it. But it was God who made it grow. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work. For are we both God's workers? And you are God's field. You are God's building. So it's about what we are doing. Are we building our kingdom, or are we building the kingdom of God? Because in the days that we live in, they're perilous days, and it's only going to get darker. But the news is, the darker it gets, the brighter the remnant will shine. She will come forth as a bride that is without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, and her garments have been made pure white. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears more fruit, for without me you can do nothing. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. It goes back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Our land is in such need of healing all across the globe, not just here in the United States of America, but everywhere. So while we are the seed bearers, he is the inspector. And as long as he is inspecting, he says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love one toward another. With all the division that's happening across the world, it's the one thing that unites his people is his love, because he first loved us while we were yet sinners. And that is the commandment that he left for us to follow, to love him, to serve him, to be there. And so as I close it out, this is what he says in Hebrews 10:23-25. He said, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. He is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as in the name, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. What is that day? The day of his appearing. He is on the horizon. If you could just look into heaven and see him as he steps and looks down over the throne, waiting for the Father to say, "Son, go get your kids." But for now, may the Lord ignite a fresh hunger and thirst in her life so that we will be fit and worthy carriers of his glory, the Spirit of the Lord. Let the refiner fire happen in us, Lord, so that we can shine brightly and bear more fruit, because we are the expector. We're expecting great things from you. I love you all. May the Lord bless you and keep you and cause you to stay extremely connected to the vine, because it is only through him that we will make it through. I love you guys. Love you,
amen.
Doc. Love you, Bishop.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you, Elder Deanna. God bless you. Praise God for that powerful word from Elder Deanna. Back to you, Bishop. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for that exaltation. We thank God for all the people that's on the prayer line tonight. We praise God, and we continue to pray for those that are sick and been attacked by this COVID-19, as we continue to pray and believe God that God is going to raise them up off of their sick bed, and that we'll have a testimony that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God bless you. We bless you tonight. God loves you. We love you very much, and we'll continue to pray. But our prayer is that we have the victory in Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. We love you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We had the awesome Elder Deanna was with us tonight, and the awesome Dr. Janice Crenshaw giving us some powerful words today of wisdom. And the bottom line is the word of God. Amen. We thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for the weekend that God has given us a chance to be alive today and our family, be with our families. But we know we have a great week coming up. We want to encourage everybody to have a powerful and productive week in the Lord today. And just remember to cover yourself as you go out, cover yourself in the armor of God each and every day. As we know, the enemy is trying to distract us from the word, but that can't happen. Since greater is he that is in us than he is in the world. So we thank God for his wonderful mercies and grace. But most of all, we thank God for the Holy Spirit that gives us the power in the word of God in Jesus. Let's give God another hand clap of praise for our men and women of God tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, praise God. We want to leave you with a quick song as well. Brother Dr. Golden talked about glory to the Lamb. We're going to start that for you, play it for a little while. But we also want to leave you with always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other in Jesus' name. We thank God. And remember, everybody on the planet, no matter where you're at, Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Take care now. Thank you for your time. It's been prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bye-bye.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Everybody say,
glory to the Lamb.
We sing
glory.
We give all
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Yes, we sing
glory,
glory to the
to
Lamb.
The Lamb.
This is why. For he is
now
and amazed,
amazed.
Forever,
forever,
forever is he.
He is he.
And he will reign. Forever,
forever,
holy, holy, holy,
holy,
holy is he.
Is he.
So together.
together, let's sing glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Father, we sing tonight glory,
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
We give all the glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Jesus is his name. We give
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
For he is
now.
He's the beginning, and he is the end.
Forever
he remains, and he reigns forever with all power and authority. Forever he is king. Holy is he. Holy is he. So we sing glory to the Lamb. Are your words, Lord God Almighty, who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name. You alone are holy, and all nations will come and worship before you. Saints and angels sing, the saints and angels sing, glory to the Lamb. We sing glory
to the Lamb.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. One more time. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Oh.
If you lift him, he'll draw. If you lift him, he'll draw.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Let's give God another hand clap of praise before we leave you. God bless you. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen. No matter if it's morning, noon, or night, God bless you now. Bye-bye. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn. I'm Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Take care.